Welcome to MadTech Daily, bringing you the latest media and marketing news in minutes. I'm your host, Dot, and today we have some intriguing updates from the tech world. So, let's dive in. First up, Amazon is gearing up to tackle rising competition from rivals Temu and Shein. Word on the street is that Amazon is planning to launch a new direct from China discount section. This plan was outlined in a recent meeting with top Chinese sellers, and according to the Financial Times, the goal here is to ship goods straight from warehouses in China to American shoppers. Amazon will include this new section right on the homepage of its app and aims to deliver these ultra-low-cost goods in about 9 to 11 days. It's Amazon's way of attracting those price-sensitive shoppers who might be tempted by Temu and Shein's low-cost offerings. Switching gears, time has struck a multi-year content licensing deal and strategic partnership with OpenAI. This deal grants OpenAI access to Time's archives from the past 101 years. This treasure trove of information will be used to train OpenAI's large language models and improve responses in its consumer-facing products like ChatGPT. This partnership is reflective of a broader trend where major news companies opt for collaborative efforts with companies like OpenAI rather than heading down the litigation path. Lastly, the United Nations has made an urgent call to governments, tech companies, advertisers, and the PR industry to take responsibility for the spread and monetization of harmful content. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced this plea following the launch of the United Nations Global Principles for Information Integrity. This framework, introduced a year after Guterres's report on information integrity on digital platforms, aims for coordinated international action to create safer and more humane information spaces. According to Guterres, making information spaces safer is one of the most urgent tasks of our time. Before we go, check out exchangewire.com for our latest trader talk with Jochen Schlosser from Adform, and keep an eye on your MadTech podcast feed for a UK general election special, looking at what the potential results could mean for ad tech. Also, there's still time to secure your place at ATS Singapore. See the site for details. That's all for today's episode of MadTech Daily. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Dot, keeping you ahead of the curve in marketing and technology. Have a great ad tech day.